we're back. Let's do it again. The Daily Podcast on this Monday morning, May 16th. We had a great dog walk over the weekend. Thanks if you came out to that. Did a little bit of recapping of that, but we started off talking the PGA Major. Oh, yeah, it's Major Week. So, of course, Steve and I are excited about that. Sports betting stats were brought up next before we heard about a couple who's suing their son in India. There's a new way to be shot off into the afterlife. We shared four random facts, thin the herd, all that normal stuff for a Monday morning. Then played Little Kid or Drunk Adult and heard about the Who in Cincy for the first time in decades. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
I'm going to assume that any minute now you'll be talking about the PGA Championship this weekend.
We just mentioned it in the office before I came in.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. And Lefty isn't in it? Mickelson has dropped out of it altogether.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
Does it have to do with the Saudi tour?
It has to. Or he's suspended Nobody knows about it. I mean, it makes no sense. Plus, he won it last year. He was a 200-1 favorite and he won it last year.
Isn't there some sort of unauthorized biography of him coming out?
Yes.
There is?
I did hear about that. Yeah. I don't have any details.
We're talking about Phil Mickelson.
Right.
For those who don't know who Lefty is. And on top of all that, supposedly the book exposes all of his gambling.
That's all I want to hear about. That's the only thing I want to know about. Tell me everything.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to get to and some really, really great tickets for a very, very good comedian, a very famous comedian, a comedian that I can't mention until tomorrow. All right, Bet Boy. So check this out. All right. It was 4 years ago the Supreme Court said that sports betting was legal.
Okay.
All right. Do you know there are only 10 states in the country that offer sports betting?
It's only 10, really?
Only 10.
I know it's that limited.
All right, right. Hang on a second. I'm misreading that. Anyway, in the course of the past 4 years, since it was made legal, how much money do you think has been brought in?
Man. Oh, man, that's a good question. I'll say $5
billion. $107 billion.
Just a little off. Wow.
$170 billion. New Jersey is king throughout the land.
Is that right?
Right, yeah. Followed by Nevada and then us, Illinois and Indiana. But New York has just approved sports betting.
Just a few months ago, yeah.
So by next year, probably all of that list is going to change.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
We have heard over the years more than enough cases about parents suing their kids for, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you remember that one? The parents are suing their kid to get their kid out of their
house. Yes, I remember that, yeah.
All right. Well, in India, Sanjeev and Sanhada Prasad are suing the fruit of their loins for mental harassment. All right. Okay. Do you know what he did? Let me guess what he did.
Mental harassment for the parents?
Right, for the parents. Mental harassment for the parents.
Yeah.
Wouldn't leave college.
Pleasing himself in the living room.
Nope.
Highbrow. Steve went very low.
Doesn't even live in the house anymore.
Oh. Stop by to please himself in the living room.
No. They're suing him for mental harassment for not providing them with a grandchild.
Oh, wow. Please.
All right. The couple says they invested substantial sums of money into his education and professional training over the years, helped him financially when he couldn't find a job, and paid for his wedding. And in return, we're expecting a grandchild to play with. Right.
Okay. I mean, was he texting them like fake ultrasounds or something? Maybe qualify.
No,
but
not at all. He's married and they haven't had kids yet. And they are suing him for $650,000. All right. Unless he gives them a grandchild within the year.
Wow. Jeez, no pressure.
All right. Again, why does this country have nuclear weapons?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy is here now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Wow.
Oh,
sorry.
What the heck's going on there?
I turned it up a little. I couldn't see where my little volume knob was going. So.
Okay. I got a question for everybody real quick this morning. Are you a burier or a burner?
Burier or a burn.
You're a burner?
I changed my mind. I'm a burner.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Sin? You a burier or a burner?
I have no idea, but I'll just say I'm a burner because I want to be opposite of everybody else.
Oh, okay. Well, no, everybody's saying is burner.
Follower.
I say, obviously, yeah.
Do you want to come back as a zombie or do you want to burn? That's the question.
I want to be a zombie.
Oh, you want to be a zombie? Okay. All right. I'm a burner as well. Yeah. And the thought of gender reveal parties, if you thought they were getting too explosive, check this out. It's the Loved One Launcher.
Okay.
Right? It's a tube with two CO2 cartridges that you blast the cremated ashes from a handheld gun.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
I now know how I want to go. I wanted my ashes to be released into the Grand Canal in Venice. That's where I wanted them to go. All right. But now I want them shot into the Grand Canal in Venice.
Perfect. This is going to lead to some disgusting viral videos.
Oh, yeah.
You can't call that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Swap out the hot dog gun at Citizens Bank Park with this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
It's basically, Grand that's Park? What it is. That's basically what this thing is.
Yeah.
All right. Just like the hot dog gun.
There's going to be so many videos. Oh, my God.
I will give you a limited version of this story, but some relatives I was charged with taking the ashes and spreading them at a particular place.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And there was still just a little bit left in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I'm supposed to like, you know, mix it into the dirt
on
the ground. Right. So I take the remaining ash and I turn the bag over and I shake it. And just as I do, a huge gust of wind comes along.
You got gusted.
All right. Yeah. Not only all over me, but all over four cars that were near where I was.
Man.
Like, oh, look, there's Grandpa. All right. He's going for a ride in four different cars.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
All right, Monday morning, that means you need your randoms.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get us started, Cindy.
Okay, if you microwave Pop-Tarts instead of putting them in the toaster, Kellogg's official instructions say to microwave them for exactly 3 seconds, then cool briefly before handling.
Wow. Wow.
That feels like molten lava.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe that they get that hot that fast.
I guess they do.
What do you got, Steve?
The president of the United States is the fifth highest paid world leader at $400,000 per year. Prime Minister of Singapore is on top with 1.6 mil a year. Then Hong Kong, Australia, and Switzerland.
Wow, 400,000 a year?
Yeah.
When did he get a raise? Is that a monthly bill, a check, or you get one every week? What do you think?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years?
For two terms.
Okay. What do you got, Dave?
Expiration dates on bottled water have nothing to do with the water. It's all about the plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. Which eventually start leaking chemicals after a while.
Oh, wow.
Neat.
All right. And lastly this morning, Christopher Walken and Jeff Goldblum have been in 4 movies together, but never on screen at the same time.
Whoa.
Right? They've never even met. Right?
What?
Next Stop, Greenwich Village, Annie Hall, The Sentinel, and Man of the Year. They never met prior to this because, well, you know, one's filming on one day, one's filming on the other, right? Until they randomly stopped next to each other at the same red light in L.A. a few years ago. And there are your...
Random
facts.
Saturday's rain for the dog walk was so weird. I got to the dog walk at 10:15, and I pulled into the park, and the skies opened up. And I was like, oh, God, no. And 30 minutes later, it was like someone shut the faucet off. It went from pouring rain to off.
Yeah,
and the rest of the day was great.
I had no idea it rained until I got there. And
me
I was
neither.
Talking to Bill and Alex, our promotions director, and they said, yeah, this guy's just opened up. I was like, really? It was dry the entire ride.
Right, same. That's amazing.
Same.
That's amazing. And then when it ended... The skies opened up again, so we had the perfect time to have the dog walk. Thank you to everybody who came out to the event. Well, what were you going to say, Dave?
You have my mom to thank for the rain shutting off.
Oh, is that what it was?
Didn't you hear what she told you?
No.
She prayed in her car.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The power of Jane's prayer.
Well, I want you to know that
John's
prayer was going on all the way up there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, right? You count yourself into
it. Yeah, but you're a heathen, so it doesn't matter.
Well, which proved it, because as soon as I pulled up, it started to rain.
You know the bands. You know the songs.
This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought us by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, our friends with the truck. They make junk disappear. It was on this date, 1978, that Joe Walsh gave us But Seriously, Folks. And when it comes to Life's Been Good, he says there's more going on in the song than we're giving him credit for.
I was making a statement on how extravagantly silly someone in my position's lifestyle is. And I was screaming through my music, don't judge this as something in terms of identity. All you young kids, don't identify with this. It's not as extravagant as it appears. It's really kind of stupid. Because it is. And it went right over everybody's head. And everybody says, oh, Joe, you're so funny. And I am funny. I can be deadly funny or deadly serious.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey. It is time for us to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult, a four-pack of tickets to Hamilton at the Franklin Institute. It goes on; it's on now, and it goes on through September 4th. If you want tickets on your own, the exhibition is available. The tickets for the exhibition are available through fi.edu. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you did not hear the clip, here's what it says.
I had to go to the hospital because I tripped while opening up a Capri Sun.
So let's go to the phones and see what people have to say. We'll start out with Susan. Susan, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
I say little kid.
You say little kid? All right, hold on a moment. Let's go over to Chaz. Chaz, what are you going to go with?
Little kid.
Little kid, Chad says. All right. Over to Kevin. Kevin, little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult for Kevin. That brings us to Joe. Joe, what are you going with?
I'm going with drunk adult.
Drunk adult as well. That leaves us with Tom. Tom, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right. Well, let's check in with Marcella. Who was the little kid or drunk adult? What was it, Marcella?
I was a drunk adult. I was trying to open my Capri Sun, you know, hydrating after a heavy night of drinking. And I'm not sure if you've ever tried to open one of these things, but they're so difficult to get into. And when I went to puncture the straw into the Capri Sun, I ended up tripping on my kitchen rug. I fell into a really expensive glass table. I ended up in the hospital with 11 stitches on my right hand.
Oh my God.
She was still drunk.
She was still drunk. So drunk adult is correct.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
REO Speedwagon, The John DeBella Show. Of course, REO Speedwagon, along with Styx and Loverboy, are all part of the big gig. That was the bed left over from Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Has that been playing the entire time underneath everything?
All this time.
Oh my God. I didn't hear a second of that.
Scorpions, Rolling Stones, and REO Speedway. Wow, I didn't hear it at all.
It's really low.
Text board didn't either, so
yeah,
we're good.
Right. So,
wow.
But I got to tell you, this Harry Potter thing is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like a news story on it. I mean, it is massive. It is seriously taking over a big chunk of the Franklin Institute. So my guess is you're going.
Yeah, I'm going to have a jam-packed summer.
Yeah, okay.
A whole lot.
All right. So, all right. Steve has read all the – is there a series that we've encountered that Steve hasn't read the books?
Yeah, James Bond.
Is that it?
Worthless.
Yeah. That's why we don't get along.
Time for that.
In the herd.
Remember chat roulette?
The app where you used to
be able to chat with random people.
Yeah, you see a penis
every once in a while. Some guy would be sitting there with his junk out, right? Okay. A 35-year-old guy in Florida named Adam Smith is facing charges after he FaceTimed random strangers and started playing with himself when they picked up.
Come on, bro.
All right. I mean, the chat roulette still exists.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it this way, dude? Three different people went to the cops, but he probably did it to more people than that. One victim said that when they answered, he was completely naked and squatting in front of the camera. Oh.
Wow.
That person managed to screenshot Adam before he hung up, and he had some tattoos on him.
Okay.
So when they tracked the phone number, they were able to ID the guy because of the tattoos. Cops traced him down. Right, he had admitted he'd been calling random numbers and doing it for at least the past 2 months.
Ew.
All right? He's facing felony charges for indecent exposure and obscene communication. He was also busted for an indecent exposure act a few years ago after he pulled up next to a woman in his car and exposed himself. How do you do that? How do you, if you're driving and you got the stair, how do you expose yourself to somebody
Skills.
In the car next to you?
Got
to
be very bendy.
You got real bendy.
And well endowed.
Yeah. Thin the herd.
What do you have?
Before I start mine, I think that we also need to thin the herd on the three people that actually picked up a random numbers FaceTime. Who does that? Come on. All right, a drug dealer in Detroit facing charges after he installed an illegal weed vending machine on the side of his house.
What?
Yeah, he wasn't sneaky about it either. People could just walk up and buy themselves weed. Police say he was making around $2,000 a day.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, there's the next big boom, vending machines. You'd think something that bold wouldn't last that long. Well, it may have been installed 4 years ago. And they took credit cards, accepted Apple Pay. Somebody tipped off federal agents because snitches suck. And they used the feds then used the machine to collect evidence in February and March. He was arrested. His name is Marcellus Cornwell. And he was allegedly selling illegal guns, too. They didn't have a vending machine for that.
No vending machine for the guns?
No. Found several pounds of marijuana and also seized 18 firearms, including a sawed-off shotgun. He is now facing felony charges.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, I got a teen driver in Lacombe, Canada, who's facing charges for choosing the wrong person to mess with. It seems that a Lacombe police officer was on patrol when a civilian vehicle attempted to pull him over using blue and red flashing lights in the front window and yelling at the officer to pull over. Now, you might be thinking, okay, it's an officer. He was probably unmarked. Nope. He was in a legit cop car.
He was in a cop car. Yep. He pulled over a cop car?
Exactly right. He's the kid's facing multiple charges, including, you guessed it, impersonating a police officer.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, when it comes to enacting revenge, I've heard of an eye for an eye, but this is a number one for a number two.
All right.
Okay. A 57-year-old woman named Christine Turman got upset on Sunday when she noticed that a neighbor's chicken had pooped on her back patio. So she went inside her house, got a bucket of pee from her bathroom, walked back out to the patio, and threw the full bucket of pee at the neighbor. The bucket hit him in the face, and the contents spilled all over him, and he was drenched. The police were called, and they arrested Christine along with her boyfriend, who allegedly was threatening the neighbor while the police was there. Christine has since been released after posting a $500 bond. Police say the neighbor was in pain and smelled of urine, but he'll be fine. Sadly, there's no answer for the obvious question. Why did Christine have a bucket full of pee in her place in the first place? But the arrest report does say that it all happened in a mobile home park.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Yesterday, The Who played Cincinnati for the first time in 43 years. They have not played Cincinnati since the tragic events that happened at that show at Riverfront Stadium, which had nothing to do with The Who. The Who had nothing to do with that at all. They were doing a sound check. They had finished their sound check. They were off stage. And they opened up the doors, and it was general admission seating. So, and everybody just rushed, right, to get in, to get to the
desk. It's like Black Friday.
Yeah. And people were trampled to death. And last night, The Who did the show there. As a matter of fact, I got some audio of Pete.
You know, I've been trying to think of what to say, what would be cool to say, what would be uncool to say. And really, there's no words that we can say that can meet with the fact that you guys have come out tonight and supported this event. Thank you so much.
Yeah!
And you probably know that we're not being paid for this, so I'm not going to work very hard.
Basically, the show that they did, Pete says, we're not being paid for this, so I'm not going to work very hard. Right? The show that they did, they weren't, although the people had to buy their tickets, they forego their fee, and all of it went to a high school fund for the kids who died and the kids who have problems. Wow. All right, yeah, so it was a great thing on their part, the first time in 43 years. Tomorrow at 8:40, you have a chance once again to be in the first five rows to see the Who.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.